to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. And you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
AMFM Shortwave Talk Radio.
The truth is on Talk Radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We're with you live on this Friday, the 7th day of April, 2006, from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network in beautiful downtown Round Rock, Texas. See you, fellas, old employees of the network, new guys that were friends with the old guys, and see y'all later. At any rate... They come and they go here, folks, and scads, little gaggles of people coming and going all the time. At any rate, on second hour of this program today, you're going to want to stick around for this because we've had a lot of questions on the subject of preparedness. Now, obviously, if you've been listening to this network for any length of time, we do sell gold and silver. What a wonderful time to jump into this, you know, quit doing the woulda, coulda, shoulda. Geez, if I just would have done something when the prices were at X amount of dollars, that's defeatist thinking, folks. The gold and silver is going to continue to climb. But there are other questions on preparedness in the eventuality of disasters, hurricanes, little things like possibility of economic collapse, you know, those sorts of things. We'll be addressing that in the second hour, so you don't want to go anywhere. You were thinking about going out to dinner or going out to a movie. Don't do it. Go catch a later show. Go catch a later dinner. At any rate, stick around for that second hour. On the first hour today, I want to get around to some stuff here that I have not been able to cover this week. I've been interviewing guests all week long. And we'll also take your phone calls in this hour at 800-313-9443. When we get back from break, I just want to share with you folks out there, for you folks that are still a little gun-shy, a little intimidated with talking to people, I'm going to relate a story that just happened to me. Oh, let me see. It's 4:03, 4:04 Central Time. This happened about an hour ago, of all places, a fast food restaurant right here in beautiful Round Rock, Texas. And I'll relay that story to you. It's becoming increasingly easy, ladies and gentlemen, to talk to people. Here it is, a sunny Friday, and folks, the weather don't get no better than down here in Texas today. What is it out there, about 80, 85 degrees, not a chemtrail in the sky. We've already had our spring, everything is in full bloom down here. Actually, it started blooming last month. We're about a month, month and a half to 2 months, depending on what area of the country that you're in. We get a early spring down here, but I know, we also get the early summer, too. And for folks that aren't used to warm weather, warm, it's not warm. It's downright hot down here in Texas at any rate. Great for bike riding, though. Not bicycles, I mean motorcyclists. If you're a motorcyclist and you live up north, you can't drive in snow and ice. Down here, if you get a little snow and a little ice, it maybe happens one time a year. But it's good for riding all year round. At any rate, this is not a motorcycle show. It is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll get into this Friday right after this short break. We'll be right back. Stay there.
Can Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
This is Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. You cannot escape the headlines and the warnings about where the value of the U.S. dollar is going. Since November of last year, the 10-year U.S. Treasury has lost 1.6% of its value. The popular S&P 500 index has inked out a small 4.6% gain, while gold and silver have returned 20%. There's no doubt gold and silver have regained its luster as an asset class, and the reasons are simple. The twin U.S. deficits have spiraled out of control, and the accumulated debt in the United States has become way too high to be effectively ever repaid. It will either have to default or, more likely, inflate. There's never been a more important time to call Republic Trading Group to secure your future. Call us today and speak to Jeffrey Bennett or myself. Call that number at 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Bernanke on M3 and inflation. You know, they don't want to release the M3s anymore. This is what a lot of the financial world looks at as to what the Fed is doing. Of course, the Fed doesn't want anybody knowing what they're up to. That's why it's never been audited, folks. Senior China officials urge cut in U.S. debt holding. They're going to quit buying our debt. Who are we going to sell it to next? We can't create democracies, fuel them up, and put Mickey D's on the street corners and corporatize them fast enough to have real money to buy our debt, so that's a trouble spot. Get into what happened to a woman, Denise Greer, because she had a bumper sticker on her car. You know, this has been a pet peeve of mine. People are getting really politically scared, not incorrect, but scared. Very rarely will you see the W for George Bush bumper sticker on anybody's car. Of course, you don't see any Al Gore bumper stickers anymore. You don't see any John Kerry bumper stickers. People are starting to get the hint that, well, there's not a dime's worth of difference between the two parties. So we'll get into that story also. And all going into the American toll roads and how our roads here in America, ladies and gentlemen, are being bought up by foreigners. It's just they've got a lot of cash out there, and they don't have any place to put it. They're not going to buy investments in the United States well, not financial investments per se, but they're going to buy real estate and hard assets. And I can't think of anything of a harder asset than a paved road, so also do that. But I wanted to tell you the little experience I had an hour ago at an Arby's restaurant here in Round Rock, Texas. I walk into this place. Nobody's in the joint. I make my order. I'm standing there waiting. A young couple walks in. The woman is pregnant. I mean, she was out to there. Her belly button could have been the bow on an icebreaker. Okay. She was really, really pregnant. And standing there, and I was looking through the rack. They normally have a courtesy rack of reading material, newspapers, and this young man was going through it. And I looked at it, and I recognized the Austin Statesman. It was yesterday's paper. And I reached for it, and he says, well, I looked at it, and I says, oh, it's yesterday's news. He goes, yeah. And I said, well, that's good. I said, that means it's yesterday's lies. News lies. And I said, I always call the Austin Statesman the Austin Un-American Statesman. And as I'm standing there talking to this guy, there's another couple that had moved to the counter, man and a wife, and here again, the woman was pregnant, and I mean out to there. Guy turns out to be a fireman. And he was standing there, he was laughing, and after I finished my conversation with the first initial couple, I kind of inquired as to why they were laughing. Well, the husband and wife, and baby-to-be, had just seen the movie V, for Vendetta. And I asked them what they thought about the movie, and, well, one thing led to another, and, the first couple that I had spoken to, they were getting a to-go order, and they'd asked me, what was that radio station I can hear? I told them it was 90.1 here in Round Rock, in Texas, in Pflugerville, and parts of Georgetown. And then I was talking to the fireman and had a more lengthier conversation. Folks, I mean to tell you something. While all of you people are sitting out there being really careful on who you speak to and what you say, you got to get out of the shadows. There's a whole wanting world for the truth out there. And it's easier and easier to talk to these people. Here it is. A bright, sunshiny day down here in Florida. It's a Friday. People had a few smiles on their faces. They're a little bit more relaxed. They're going into the weekend. And it was just a happy time in Arby's restaurant. It was amazing. There were four people that had never heard any of this programming before. They're going to be listening now. They're definitely going to be listening now. And here's the thing, folks. Once people tune into this programming, it becomes addictive. It is almost worse than a heroin addict. They can't get enough of it. The difference is, you don't have to pay for this. It's free to you. It's free to anybody that wants to hear it. Everybody needs to hear it. So quit hiding in the shadows with your knees a-knocking. There is boundless stuff, positive things going on all the time. And more people are waking up. But there is a downside to what I am talking about. There's not enough people talking what I am talking about. You really want to push this thing over the edge? Start flapping your traps to everybody you see. You know, do you ever buy, folks, have you ever bought anything from a guy that was repping a company for sales of whatever widget? Did you ever buy anything from a guy that was didn't believe in his own product or wasn't bubbly and happy about it and swore up and down it was the best on the planet? Well, you know, we like to believe stuff, things like that. We like to believe that kind of stuff, that somebody's got a better mousetrap and there's creativity going on and, well, there's just new and better ways to do things. You know, I don't see... I was thinking about this the other day. I was watching... I saw Vendetta, V for Vendetta, again last night. I had to go see it again. And I was thinking, I was sitting there and it was just kind of daydreaming. It was the third time I'd seen a movie. And I was kind of sitting in a theater daydreaming. And there was a scene in it where there was an open door. And for some reason, the door hinges caught my attention. And I looked at that and the thought occurred to me, you know, you can't do too much improvement on door hinges, can you? I mean, going back through history when we didn't even have any doors and then we decided that we were going to try to put something up there to plug a hole, what do we do it with? And more importantly, how would it make it easier to, you know, to open and close in an opening. How do we? Well, he started inventing hinges, and well, we went through leather straps and eventually wrought iron. And well, the point is that door hinges are pretty much door hinges, and technologically speaking, there's not a whole lot more you can do with them. I mean, it is what it is. It can't get no better than what it is. But there are many other things out there that are constantly being improved and refined. You know, sometimes it's exciting stuff, sometimes it's mundane. But you're talking to a guy that's still enamored with the invention of the telephone, Alexander Graham Bell. The mere fact that you can pick up an instrument and darn near talk to anybody on planet Earth with it still amazes me. And why I like radio so much? Well, it's television without pictures. Television is a great medium, but what a great medium for distractions. Radio? Well, there's no confusing, you know, flashes and splashes and screen wipes and colors and all that stuff to distract you. You listen to the sound. Remember the old days in radio, ladies and gentlemen? The shadow. Remember the murder mystery things that were used to be on the radio? Boy, your mind would paint the pictures as the, you know, on-air drama was going on. Your mind filled the gaps that that were there. You used your minds. Well, that's the great thing about radio. You're not distracted. You have to use your mind. So I think radio is the second greatest invention next to the telephone. But at any rate, I don't know why I got off on that diatribe, except that I've just been thinking about it. Folks, people are primed. They are ready. Go forth. Be fruitful. Walk when you talk. I know there's a lot of people out there that can't chew bubblegum and walk at the same time, but you can talk. Talk to your friends. Talk to your neighbors. Find out what their interests are. What concerns them? Jobs? Oh, well, America's losing all kinds of jobs. You already know the answers to why America's losing the jobs. When you hear a concern from somebody, well, I'm worried about my job. Talk to them. Engage them. Get their attention. Get them asking you questions. And don't waste your time if you're trying to talk to somebody and you can see them starting to glaze over and they get that thousand-mile stare in their eyeballs. Smile. Wish them well. Shake their hand. Kiss them. I don't care what you do, but get away from them. And then move on. There is a finite amount of time left for the job that we're trying to do, but we still have time. But let's crank it up, folks. Let's crank up the energy. Let's crank up the enthusiasm. For that salesman I was talking about, if he doesn't believe in his own product, how the heck does he expect you to buy it if he doesn't believe in it? People like stuff that thinks that will do them better. Everybody's always trying to improve themselves. Well, in today's world, that's not easy to do. Do you realize, folks, that most people think they get a raise when companies or whatever make up for the cost of inflation? They get inflationary raises. Folks, your purchasing power, your earning power hasn't increased in 20 years, but some people still believe that they get a 1-2% raise every year, whatever the case may be. Well, that's actually money in their pocket. No, it's not, because everything around you, the price of it has gone up, so you're not getting anywhere. So at any rate, that's enough of that diatribe, except to say, what a wonderful day down here in Central Texas to talk to people. Lead them to the water. If they drink, they're thirsty, they will drink. If not, just go get a gaggle of other people and drag them to the watering hole. There's enough of it there for every one of us. And don't forget what we're after, folks. A lawful government once again. Okay? That's what is sorely missing in America. And the thieves and the scoundrels and the Congress critters, they're compelled, they're driven to screw every American in this country. Paul questions Bernanke on M3 inflation. Congressman Ron Paul of Texas questioned new Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke before the House Financial Services Committee. Paul continued his longtime criticism of Fed policies, focusing on whether the relentless increase in the money supply that took place during the Alan Greenspan's tenure will continue. Let's not forget Mr. Irrational Exuberance. Under Alan Greenspan's tenure, the dollar lost 73% under Alan Greenspan. Bernanke doesn't have too much further to go to eliminate, what, the other 27%. I'll be back to finish up that story. Much more news and your calls. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
So, Mr. Bernanke has pledged to bring increased transparency to the Federal Reserve policymaking. But the recent Fed decision to discontinue compiling and releasing the M3 monetary aggregate figure cast doubts on its promise. The M3 is widely used by economists, policymakers, and investors as the most accurate and reliable true measure of the money supply. Now, Paul, known as a congressional expert on monetary policy, reminded Mr. Bernanke that inflation is always a monetary phenomenon, resulting from an increase in the money supply as ordered by the Fed itself. M3 has risen more than twice as fast as the M2 in the gross domestic product in recent years, illustrating that real inflation is much, much higher than the government admits through its CPI statistics. Now, the troubling possibility is that the Fed discontinued the M3 for a simple reason, that it wants to conceal the extent to which the money supply and hence price inflation really grows. Ron Paul is preparing legislation that will compel the Fed to continue publishing the M3 and plans to introduce the bill in the Financial Services Committee later on this month. That's a good thing, folks. Actually, I'd like to see the Federal Reserve audited, which it has never been audited. And I have been waiting here, if I can find this story somewhere in this mess. I'll find it here. I'll find it during the break. At any rate, as to what... oh, here it is, right here. Ask and you shall receive. I wanted to do this for several days, and this is on the Federal Reserve, and this is what a congressman had said on the House floor, about the Federal Reserve. Now, older listeners out there, you're going to recognize what I'm talking about. The newer listeners, they don't have a clue. So every once in a while, we kind of have to drop back here a couple of yards. And we're actually gaining ground because there's new listeners all the time. Joan Vion did this piece, and it's on newswithviews.com. She said, it's about time Americans woke up to the fact that their future is intricately woven into the web of the black widow spider called the Federal Reserve. Just as the black widow has jaws and fangs that spring out of it and inject poison that is 15 times that of a rattlesnake, so, too, does the Federal Reserve have jaws and fangs. The best way to explain it is that it is not federal, being the jaws, and it has no reserves, that being the poison. The name, however, implies that it is federal and that they have an endless streams of money to lend to the American government. They do not. The Federal Reserve Act was passed at 11:45 p.m. on Christmas Eve after the opposing senators had gone home to celebrate Christmas. Those who wanted the Federal Reserve had a quorum and passed the legislation, an unprecedented move at the time Congressman McFadden gave testimony in the House, and this is what he said. Mr. Chairman, we have in this country one of the most corrupt institutions the world has ever known. I refer to the Federal Reserve Board and the Federal Reserve Banks, hereafter called the Fed. The Fed has cheated the government of these United States and the people of the United States out of enough money to pay the national debt. The depredations and iniquities, he says, of the Fed has cost this country enough money to pay the national debt several times over. She has in parentheses here, poison. Some people who think the Federal Reserve Banks are United States government institutions, they are not government institutions. They are private monopolies which prey upon the people of these United States for the benefit of themselves and their foreign customers, foreign and domestic speculators, and swindlers, and rich and the predatory money lenders. These 12 private credit monopolies were deceitfully and disloyally foisted upon this country by the bankers who came here from Europe and repaid us the hospitality given them by undermining our American institutions. Those bankers who took money out of this country to finance Japan in a war against Russia, they created a reign of terror in Russia with our money in order to help that war along. They instigated the separate peace between Germany and Russia and thus drove a wedge between the Allies in the World War. They financed Trotsky's passage from New York to Russia so that he might assist in the destruction of the Russian Empire. And my little side note here, folks, hence, that's right, we had Uncle Joe Stalin, 60 million people killed. Communism takes real root. He goes on to say, they fomented and instigated, as I just said, the Russian Revolution, and placed a large fund of American dollars at Trotsky's disposal in one of their branch banks in Sweden, so that through him, Russian homes might be thoroughly broken up and Russian children flung far and wide from their natural protectors. We were opposed to the Aldrich plan for a central bank. The men who ruled the Democratic Party then promised the people that if they were returned to power, there would be no central banks established here while they held the reins of government. 13 months later, that promise was broken, and the Wilson administration, under the tutelage of those sinister Wall Street figures who stood behind Colonel Mandel House, little side note here, folks, he was an Austinite, that's right, Austin, Texas, established here in our free country, the worm-eaten monarchical institution of the King's Bank, to control us from the top downward and to shackle us from the cradle to the grave. She also writes here, and I'll get into this. I think I'm just going to cover this one. Toll roads, we can do that in a later date. I want people to understand here, because we're coming up on tax time, aren't we? April Fool's Day. It's not April 1st, folks. It's April 15th. Along with the funny money they foisted on us to eat out our substance, they further eat it out by what? The illegal, unconstitutional income tax scheme. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
We are back here. I'm going to continue with this because this is good information. Jack in Arizona, just hang on. I'll be done with this in a few minutes. Joan Vion says, in other words, the Federal Reserve Bank is a private corporation that controls the entire monetary system and financial system of the United States. As such, it is not part of our government, but controls it through creating highs and lows in our business cycle. What that means is a small group of insiders can buy low and sell high while the rest of us hold. This is a direct transfer of wealth from us to them. Furthermore, every time our government borrows from this monopoly, they print money out of thin air and charge us interest on it. Now, unfortunately, those who think money grows on trees have no idea that it only pertains to a few well-placed thieves. The inflation and economic imbalances that we're hearing about are not created by us, but they are created by the system, which has been foisted upon us by deceit and deception. The money lenders, in order to give themselves access to the rest of the chickens in the chicken coop, had to eliminate the gold system, which our monetary system was based on, because gold system can't inflate money endlessly. As a result of the created depression in 1929, President Roosevelt took that opportunity to completely change our entire political and economic system. Again, The testimony of the Honorable Louis T. McFadden explains. He says at noon on March 4th of 1933, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, with his hand on the Bible, took an oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. At midnight on the 5th of March of 1933, he confiscated the property of American citizens. He took the currency of the United States off the gold standard of value. He repudiated the internal debt of the government to its own citizens. He destroyed the value of the American dollar. He released or endeavored to release the Fed from their contractual liability to redeem Fed currency and gold or lawful money on parity with gold. Two of the steps include taking the common man off the gold standard and relying on British economist John Maynard Keynes, the Keynesian theory there, folks. Shortly after Roosevelt was sworn in as president, he instructed the banks not to convert the gold-backed dollars with our government used to print before the Federal Reserve was created that our parents and grandparents held into gold. In addition, all gold they might have held was confiscated. However, Roosevelt allowed foreign countries who held our gold-backed certificates to cash them in for gold up until President Nixon closed the gold window in 1971. This is Joan Vion talking again, by the way, in 1971. British economist and Fabian socialist John Maynard Keynes told Roosevelt that the best way to get out of the Depression was to borrow. Today, 73 years later, we have a federal deficit of $12 trillion. Let me stop right there. It's not $12 trillion, folks. The Office of Management and Budget a couple of years ago released the figures that the United States government, past, present, and future obligations of this wonderful government, is $51 trillion in the hole, and that was slightly underrated. It's probably closer to $75 to $80 trillion. Hence, that's why the Chinese aren't buying any more of our debt. Vion goes on to say, every level of government is broke, local, county, state, and federal, thanks to Keynes' economic successor, Frederick von Hayek, who advocated that governments sell their assets to help pay down their debt. Governments are not only selling their assets, but are entering into partnerships with corporations, which are called public-private partnerships, PPP. Well, PPPs do not allow for representative government, since the structure of government is being changed and there is no recourse for injustice. When Nixon closed the gold window in 1971, he not only took the strongest country in the world off the gold standard, but that act succeeded in changing the entire monetary system of the entire world. No longer would the finances of any country in the world be tied to gold, which prevented them from spending more than what they had. But it opened the door for the black widow spider to weave a web of debt and place the people of the world inside the web by a small group of evil-intended international banksters who have no problem in stealing from their own grandmothers. Furthermore, as Congressman McFadden testified, the Federal Reserve and the Bank for International Settlements could and did present American gold certificates for payment in gold that used to belong to the individuals that Roosevelt confiscated gold from. He further testified, and this is McFadden talking, Congressman McFadden talking again. The text of the executive order, which seems to place an embargo on shipments of gold, permits the Secretary of the Treasury, a former director of the Fed of New York, the practices of which have been corrupt, to issue license at his discretion for the export of gold coin or bullion, earmarked or held in trust for a recognized foreign government or foreign central bank for international settlements. Now, Mr. Chairman, if gold held in trust for those foreign institutions may be sent to them, I see no reason why gold held in trust for Americans, as evidenced by their gold certificates and other currencies issued by the U.S. government, should not be paid to them. By terms of this executive order, gold may be exported if it is actually required for the fulfillment of any contract entered into prior to the date of this order by an applicant who, in obedience to the executive order of April 5th of 1933, has delivered gold coin, gold bullion, or gold certificates This means that gold may be exported to pay the obligations abroad of the Fed, which were incurred prior to the date of this order. If a European bank should send $100,000 in Fed currency to a bank in this country for redemption, that bank could easily ship gold to Europe in exchange for that currency. Vian goes on to say, Jones says, then in 1980, President Carter passed the Monetary Deregulation Act, which deregulated the amount of interest banks charged and paid. Instead of charging and paying a required amount of interest, banks can now pay and charge market rates. Today, people are being paid 2% on their savings, while they're being charged up to 21 to 25% for borrowing money. Then under President Reagan, the tax laws were changed so that you and I can't deduct interest paid from the amount of taxes owed. In response, the banking system came up with the idea of having people spend the equity in their home through home equity lines of credit. Interestingly enough, these loans are tax deductible. I don't know what these people are going to do when the government eliminates any kind of interest on home loans and credit lines, and lines of credit, she says. Does anyone see the intricate web of the Black Widow spider yet? Now, add in the NASDAQ crash, which wiped out $7 trillion in investments and savings. In response, the Federal Reserve reduced interest rates to a 45-year low of 1% in June of 2004. This achieved the unbelievable. People who were constrained by the amount that they could borrow determined they could live like kings, the bigger home, and went out and borrowed more as they moved up that little ladder. Now, since interest on home equity lines of credit is based on prime, it became reasonable to build up a tremendous amount of debt based on the rising equity in the residential property. Then after sufficient Americans had followed their pipe dreams and increased their debt, Greenspan announced that the Fed needed to rein in inflation and interest rates began rising. Just the other day, his successor, Ben Bernanke, raised interest rates for the 15th time to 4.75%, stating that future policy firming may be needed. It is the intent of the Fed to keep the lid on inflation. Oh, yeah? Well, let's talk about inflation. What is inflation? According to geopolitical expert Terry Hayfield, capitalism is inflationary all by itself. Capitalism, which is an ism like socialism, Marxism, Fabian socialism, is the economic philosophy of the international banksters. Capitalism has to be in constant motion. It has to constantly have a new product, a new market, a new buyer. Without it, capitalism will deflate and go into depression. Furthermore, how are you going to buy the product with product that capitalism produces? You're going to pay for it with Federal Reserve notes, which was printed up like any other piece of paper. The act of printing up a piece of paper, which becomes a dollar, is inflationary because it was not there before you wanted to buy. It comes into being as you spend money, which the Fed does not have to do to begin with. However, the Fed charges the federal government interest on all the money in the banking system. Folks, he's smelling the coffee yet. In other words, when you borrow monies to buy the house, the car, the dress, the motorboat, you are borrowing money you did not have and money which did not exist before your demand. Furthermore, you're borrowing it at usurious rates. Hayfield explains, every time the Federal Reserve creates money to meet a demand, it is inflationary. Do you get that? The truth of the matter is that our system is based on money being created according to our demand and then paying it back at mafia levels of interest to a bunch of evil people who will literally skin you alive to get every cent you have. Now, what is our response? To play their game? Since capitalism needs a new product and continuous demands at all times, to trump them is to reduce our buying to necessities and stop charging. Turn in your Wally World card, Penny's, Sears, Nordstrom's, Neiman Marcus, and Discover, MasterCard, Visa cards. Write them a nice letter stating that you can no longer afford to pay 21% interest and that you're closing your account. Start using cash and start living within your means. If we do that, we can trump these evildoers that are waiting for us to buy Chinese products that are building up the Chinese army, by the way. Next, pay down what you owe and keep your cards closed. take any excess that you have, when you have it, and pay down your mortgage. If you're living in a big house, sell it and move into a smaller house while you can. If you have a pretty substantial home equity line of credit, remember that you still owe that debt, and putting it into your mortgage is not smart, but she says dangerous. Do what you have to do in order to pay it off. If you do have money in your 401k, borrow it out. If you have an asset that you could sell, sell it and eliminate that home equity loan. In addition, start buying products from your friends who sell Amway, Avon, Nikon. I don't know what Nikon is. Buy it from only private corporations that are not part of the globalist system. Now, the world has entered the final stages of rape, robbery, and pillage by the central bankers. The whole economic infrastructure of the world has been primed for them to grab. How will they do it? They will use the excuse of inflation to literally squeeze us like turnips. Inflation is a joke on us. Every time we spend, we're creating inflation since our employer probably had to borrow to pay the payroll because they are waiting for others to buy their products. Get yourself out of that system as much as possible. Remember that McFadden was testifying on the heels of the Great Depression and that the confiscation of gold, he rightly states our plight. And here he is again, his quotes. The people of these United States are being greatly wronged. They have been driven from their employments. They have been dispossessed from their homes. They have been evicted from their rented quarters. They have lost their children. They have been left to suffer and die for lack of shelter, food, clothing, and medicine. The wealth of these United States and the working capital have been taken away from them and has either been locked in the vaults of certain banks and the great corporations or exported to foreign countries for the benefit of the foreign customers of these banks and corporations. So far as the people of the United States are concerned, the cupboard is bare. I think that pretty much says it all on the Fed policies, the monetary policies. And every once in a while, I like to take a trip back into yesteryear. You know, these were some of the subjects we first started coming out and talking about. But they're never more poignant than today because our dollar, folks, is worth about 3.5 cents. Nobody wants to buy our debt anymore because our Congress critters got the biggest, fattest book of checks that they could get and kept writing them. Well, it's not even possible for our great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren to repay the debt because you cannot retire a debt with debt money. It is not possible. Jack in Arizona. Thanks for holding, Jack.
Great to talk to you. I try never to miss your show, and I've been listening with rapt attention to everything you've just been saying about the Federal Reserve, you know.
It is one of the keys to the economic engine of this country, and unless we find a way to get rid of it, we are doomed.
Well, you know, it's awfully sad. It's true, and it's awfully sad. And I was just thinking here, you know, the mafia at its worst couldn't hold a candle to those international bloodsucker bankers that are just, they're going to destroy us.
Well, and in order to, and Eisenhower, he talked about this in his farewell address,
right.
Not necessarily about the bankers, but the military industrial complex.
Same thing.
Yeah, because who does the government have to borrow money from,
right,
in order to buy the hardware? That's right, the banksters. But, you know, this is going to be an ongoing cycle until, and a lot of countries around the world are starting to wake up to the usury, and they're starting to once again consider the sanity of gold and silver-backed currencies. Imagine, I said this the other day, Jack, I don't know if you were listening to the program.
I try to always listen.
But I said this, America, if we had an honest banking system, America would look totally different than it does today.
Correct.
It would absolutely be a slower-paced, more sustainable growth. Our cities wouldn't have ghettos and bridges,
correct,
and roads falling apart because it would have,
correct,
been slow, sustained, payable growth.
You know, John, the main reason I called you really was to talk about Michael Collins Piper.
Uh-huh.
I think that was bringing him on was a real coup and probably one of the best things you've done in months. And if anybody ever deserved a couple of hours, it would be him.
Well, and we have another program in there, and I want to expand him out to 2 hours.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing too. I'm in the Southwest, and of course Arizona, Nevada, Utah, California. The signals are not only always the best, especially at this time of day. And I think I heard you say a few days ago that you might be switching 5050.
And I already have. That happened Monday. And I tested those frequencies, by the way, because I was just out in your neck of the woods last weekend.
Yeah.
And I tested at 11915, and it comes in perfect.
Well, yes, I'm getting you okay on 11915.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, fair to me. I'm in central Arizona.
Okay.
It's listenable.
All right.
But I'd like to say this. 5050 on our local time doesn't really come in until about 5:15, 5:30, and I talked to friends in California, and they're missing the half at least of Collins' show.
Yeah, well, see, there's nothing we can do about that until we get to the longer days, and then we'll also switch him to the 11915. Hold on a second,
okay.
I got to take a break. I'll be
okay.
Right back.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
We're back. Jack, we're back. Is
Hello?
Jack back? There's
yeah,
Jack.
I'm still here.
Okay.
Well, basically, that's all I have. There are frequencies in the 5 megahertz range, 7 megahertz range, which do come in fairly decently, but I don't know why on 50-50 it seems to be weak.
For all of those bandwidth challenge people out there, we're going to be adding a KU satellite here in the very near future.
Oh.
And making available to those people, I think it's going to be right in the $200 range, just about the price of a good shortwave.
Really?
We're going to be able to offer those KU satellite and dishes, and then you can listen to this network 24/7. Absolutely static and interference free.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, we're going to do it. Hey, thanks for your call, Jack. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Okay, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. I was looking at the screen, and I almost called Jack Julius and Julius Jack. But anyhow, Julius, how you doing?
Doing great, John.
Yes, sir.
We're enjoying another fine sunny day out here in Arizona. I wanted to add one little thing to your reading of McFadden's speech or his statement. Do you realize the number of bank failures which occasioned the excuse for the creation of the Federal Reserve?
And you said it. That was the exact reason why they did it. They said that they had a banking crisis. How many banks did fail?
Well, I'll tell you the percentage of banks. And this of course, is, after there was a lot of manipulation done with gold and silver being shipped out of the country and all kinds of things done by Morgan and others to bring about a panic. In the worst-case scenario, the best accounting on that situation, which occasioned the excuse to create the Federal Reserve, was 2.8% of the total banks in the United States failed.
Does that constitute a banking crisis in your book?
Well, no, because that's within a normal realm of the birth and die-off of any stable enterprise in a gold standard world. Things come and they go. People are cautious at first with new clients, but back in the old days, bank managers and officers of the corporation all had to sign every penny of their personal assets over as collateral in order to have the people's trust and to hold and deal with their and store their silver and gold coin. And we had a much tighter system because your little local banker was somebody you looked in the eye when you went to church on Sunday.
I was just going to say, and they lent money on the person, not necessarily their assets, on their credibility and on their ability to repay whatever they were borrowing, but more importantly, you weren't sent through some credit corporation for some bean counter computer programmer to figure out exactly what your rating points were as far as, credit ability.
Well, your word meant more than anything else, but I'm sure even bankers back then required a pint of blood before a signature.
Well, when you're loaning an asset, I mean, and this is an asset, it's a commodity, money is just a commodity. You're not going to just throw out your commodity to anybody out there and then hope that they repay it.
You shouldn't.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't. You shouldn't do it on anything, any commodity, and I don't care what you're selling. Yeah.
And I submit to you that the degradation of the quality of American work is in no small part due to fiat banking over the last couple of generations. I finally quit having employees about 10 years ago just because I got sick and tired of people that wouldn't even bother to show up for work on Monday morning.
Hey, but there's a whole new labor party out there. It's called the illegals, 40 million strong.
Yeah, and believe it or not, some of those guys were better workers than anybody else.
That's a sad state of sad commentary.
It really is. We've got a lot of problems in this country, but if we could get back to a silver or gold standard, or even a frozen paper money standard, and just do away with the Federal Reserve and rebuild ourselves like post-war Germany did. For a while there, they didn't print any funny money, and Germany came out of the ashes.
All right, we got a break. Thank you for your call, Julius. I appreciate it. 11915, second hour of the National Intel Report. We'll be right back.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals?
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.